Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
One of the classics. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Also, one of the classics, at least that's the way I think of myself. Not an old fogey, but a classic. Getting better like a good, like a great wine, right? That's the story we're sticking to, right, folks? Right, boomers? 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? And I'm glad you're with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's another sign of boomers. Sometimes you forget that you said something. Marie Dubuque doesn't know anything about that. She's such a young puppy.
And, thank you.
And she's the certified life coach in etiquette and social interaction expert. What are the titles of your books, Marie? I don't think I've got your books.
Well, Witty Comebacks for Idiotic Insults, what we just talked about, that is my bestseller.
Okay.
So right. What does that say?
So check that out. And they can find you on YouTube, right?
Right.
So check it out, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque. Okay, Marie, what... You're dealing with some things right now. You've got a young person in your life, and you're talking with business owners who are contemplating hiring the young people. What are you seeing out there? What do you think is the experience going on out there right now?
Oh my gosh, Jim, it's really scary because business owners, they tell me that they get these young kids, and I'm going to call them kids in their early 20s. It's like early 20s, let's call them kids, all right? They come in to these job interviews, and they have no social skills. They're too busy tweeting and texting, and they have terrible eye contact, bad social skills, and
now,
it's really scary.
Here's what's interesting. The 28-year-olds have the same issues with the 20-year-olds. It used to be that a generation was a generation, but now, I have references. I'll use references in my when I speak to my younger employees that they don't always get, and sometimes they roll their eyes at me like, you know, I can't believe you just said that. But then they're telling me they're having the same kind of issues with people in their generation who are only 5 or 6 years younger.
I know, and you know what? They're teaching this stuff at colleges now.
Teaching
I have a son
what?
Who's well, they're trying to teach social skills in colleges because I have a son who's going to be starting college in the fall. So I talk to these people, these admissions people, and I say, well, what do you do for these kids in business when they have no social skills? Oh, we help them with that. They all have that problem, and we help them with that. We teach them how to give speeches and how to interact. And, like, when did colleges start having to do that?
Do they teach them how to say thank you?
I know. Oh, my gosh. My biggest pet peeve. Ugh. I know. The things that we just, you know, you and I were talking during the break, Jim, the things that we just took for granted, these kids actually have to learn.
Well, tell us why you think that's going to be a problem for them.
Oh, my goodness, because, yeah, they understand, they're texting, they're tweeting, they understand computers really, really well, but how are they going to get the clients? Mm-hmm. How are they going to interact? How are they going to talk to the people, their colleagues at work? I mean, the basic things that we just know.
There is a feeling among that generation that nothing else outside of their world really matters.
They're self-entitled. Yeah.
Well, it's not, and folks, we're saying this in a constructive way because, I mean, I've seen this as well where their attitude is, if it's the way I feel about it, then it's the only way to feel about it.
I know. Where did we go wrong?
Well, I don't know about that. But the thing is what we have to do though is we have to find a way to get. What people in our generation have to do, I think, Marie, is we have to become resolute that we're going to have to raise these kids, just like the professor said. You know, we have to teach them the social skills. So we're going to have to raise them. But the young folks, the Gen Ys, are going to have to realize that they still need to be raised if they're going to be successful in the marketplace. And they've got to be. We talked about rudeness. They've got to not be rude when a mentor says, "Okay, that kind of behavior is not going to work."
Right, right.
And not
and
act like you're being an
them,
old fogey
yeah.
because you're
right.
because you're saying that.
Right, right. We don't want to rag on them. They bring a lot to the table. They've got a lot of knowledge, but you're right. They just
they
just
have lots of content.
Criticism. Yeah.
They have lots of content, but they lack the context.
Right.
And the context is what they need to get from mentors, from the older folks, and they have to they really need to realize, okay, I know all this stuff, but how is it used so it can be effective in business, and how is it used so it can build personal relationships?
Exactly. Right, yeah. I can tell you've been through this, Jim.
Well, you know, as an employer, as a consumer, as a vendor, and as a parent, you know, and a grandparent, you know, you have to see this, but this is the challenge. For a long time, Marie, everybody was saying, well, we have to do all these things to get along with the younger generation. And I've always said, you know, guys, I'm the one with the job. I'm the one I'm the one with the payroll check. Why do I have to go 100% of the way?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I don't. I don't, Marie.
I know. We got to expect more out of them.
I move in their direction, but they have to move in mine too.
Right. Thank you.
So give us the website again. Please.
Okay, it's youtube.com/Marie Dubuque or youtube.com/Manners by Marie. So great talking to you.
You too, Marie. Take care of yourself. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.